Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is no stranger to KTP, Dr. Adriana Dominguez. Dr. Dominguez is with the Department of Theater and Dance, and she's involved in, well, I'll let her talk a little bit more about everything that she does, because you wear a lot of hats, Adriana.
Indeed, indeed. Every day is never boring, and I love that. So technically, my official title is Clinical Professor and Director of Audience Development. So it's a lot of outreach, a lot of marketing, public relations, and so I'm pretty much involved in everything that happens in our department.
And so as you and I were discussing before the program started, that you guys are so busy all the time, as you just mentioned, and you have few events coming up before, gosh, I mean, there's only like 4 weeks left of school, but yes. You guys are very busy.
That we are nonstop.
What's up coming up at the end of this
month?
Sure.
So we have Medea, which is our last official season show, and we're really excited. I get goosebumps talking about it. It is my favorite Greek play, so I'm so thrilled that we're doing it. And it's going to be on our main stage, so it's going to be huge. And so Medea is thousands of years old. It was written by Euripides. But it is such an intense play. It's a woman who feels the need for vengeance. It follows the story after Jason has captured the Golden Fleece. And he kind of dumps Medea, and she's not happy about it at all. And so she devises a plan to get revenge in the most intense and emotional way possible. I'm sure most people are familiar with it, so I'm not going to spoil anything. But it is going to be amazing. I am so thrilled that we're doing this piece.
And as you mentioned before, these are pieces that are very familiar to some people. But for the benefit of, you know, some of our millennials do not read as much as they used to. But they do like to go to a theater, and they like to, watch stuff on the little phone. It used to be a big, big screen, and now it's as small as it can get.
Indeed.
Tell us, how do you transform all that onto the stage and make it come to life like you always do?
Sure. So it's an intense process. And so with this one, our director, Jay Stratton, he's an assistant professor, and he is fantastic. And he really wants to envelop the audience in this story. So this particular piece is going to go straight through. Usually we have an intermission, and we're not going to have that. It's going to be about 80, 85 minutes max, so less than an hour and a half. But he doesn't want any break. That way you're in that story. You don't go out and go eat a snack and then have to get back into it. And he's also going to have live percussions on stage to highlight this very intense piece. So we've been working with the Department of Music. They've lent us fantastic instruments. Our actors, who don't always have musical training, have had to learn how to do that, and that's fantastic. So he's been able to do that to really encompass this intensity. In addition, the text is the same, you know, so some of the language may be a little bit difficult to grasp, but definitely in our program, we have some notes to help you catch up to kind of get the background story. But the costumes and the set are somewhat modernized. So he's kind of trying to do a two for one. Yes, let's keep the original, the text, but we understand that not everyone has had the luxury of maybe, you know, knowing this piece already. So he kind of modernizes the visual aspects of it. That way, if maybe you don't get what's going on, you know, in terms of audio, the visuals are going to tell you what's happening.
So it's not good to have an angry girlfriend.
And, indeed,
and
yes.
Especially
you should
if
learn
it's
that
Medea.
Lesson well after Medea.
So tell us about the actress who plays this role.
Yes, Stephanie Carrillo is fantastic. Yes, she's been in several pieces. The last thing we saw her in, we've seen her in The House on Mango Street. She was in the ensemble of that. She was in A Christmas Carol. She helped out with Lydia. So she has a lot of experience. And so I know Jay, the director, was blown away by her audition. I mean, he always knew she was a strong student, but that audition, he knew. Like, that's the woman to take us to that place. So she's fantastic.
And there are many, many, because as you just mentioned, the drums, everything that goes on behind the scenes is very important to put something like this together. And so we don't want to leave out some of the other students who are in the production and some of the other actors and actresses, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit more about
that. Most definitely. So it is a pretty large ensemble. We have a lot of people because in Greek theater, you typically have a chorus, which is a large group of people telling you the action. He's kind of separated, so we have some more kind of leads in those chorus, like Vanessa Kaiser, who's very well known in the theater community. She's in that as well. We also have as you mentioned, I'm so glad you say that, because I know a lot of our designers and technicians can sometimes feel, you know, they are behind the stage, but it's their contributions that really bring this world to life. So we have some amazing sound designers in Jim, and we have Jesus Lopez Vargas, who's a fantastic stage manager. He's the one who's right under the director and keeps everything going. And he's a student, and he is fantastic. I mean, it's a huge cast, a lot of elements into it, and he keeps everything organized and ready to go to make sure that everything's going to happen. We actually have a guest costume designer, Clarissa Sanchez. She's actually a graduate of the program, and she is our lead costume designer, obviously still mentored by our faculty doing that. But it gives her an opportunity to get some more professional credit, build up her resume as well. So as you noted, and I'm so glad you say that, there are so many people involved in the process to make it happen. A lot of people think like, oh, you just show up, you know, and you meet at the stage and magic happens. And magic does happen, but it takes a lot of people and thousands of collective hours to make that happen.
I was going to mention that because we did mention earlier that you guys are always busy, but you also think way ahead of time what plays you're going to select, a casting, all that stuff takes a lot of time.
Most definitely. I mean, we start planning our season a year in advance. And then we work through a calendar. Yeah, so it's a very long process. We would love to just change our mind based on what's popular at the time, but we can't because we have to know what's going to fit in what space, what sells. Do we have the actors and technicians and designers to pull it off? So it is a very long process to get that done.
And how does this work, Adriana? Do you all purchase or rent plays, scripts from theater companies?
Yes. So there's several publishing companies. And so if it's something that, you know, someone has adapted and or has renovated, we definitely have to pay our rights, our royalty rights. For something, let's say, when we do A Christmas Carol, the version we did this year was based on Old Scrooge, which has been out for over 100 years. So it's in the public domain. So we don't have to pay. When we do our dance productions, that's original choreography by our dance faculty. So that's ours. And so we don't have to pay for that. But definitely, that's in our budget, that when we're using someone's work, as we should definitely pay for it.
And tell us a little bit about, because we have several other things that we're going to talk
yes.
about. Medea starts when?
It's going to open on April 29th. The 28th. And on the 28th, we're actually going to have a small opening night reception. So if people want to show up to the show a little early in the lobby, we're going to have some snacks and some music. That way you can enjoy. Since the show goes straight through, you're not going to have a break. So we're offering you the break before. And we go through May 7th. So we go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that first weekend. And then we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And all the shows are at 7:30. On Sundays, they are at 2:30.
And this is in the Wise
Family Theater, which is on the second floor of Fox Fine Arts, right behind the huge parking garage. So for us, parking is always fantastic. You just park, and then you walk into Fox Fine Arts. Very easy.
And as we turn the page for the next
yes.
script, Chicano Latina Theater Series.
Yes. So this is a passion project of mine and Rebecca Rivas, who's an assistant professor. So this is our fifth year already. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to provide another outlet for both our students and our community to further connect with our culture. Very often, people assume that theater is just this very elitist thing, you know, in this ivory tower, and it's not. It's for everybody. And so with this particular series, we want theater to go out to the people and to be about our stories, obviously very specific to the border, which is why it's the Chicana and Latina Theater Series. So this year, what we're doing, it's going to be a children's show called Señorita Cucarachita Finds a Husband, and it is the cutest thing you have ever seen. It was actually adapted by one of our students before she graduated. Now she's a high school teacher. And so her high school students are going to perform that. And it's super cute. It's almost like the dating game for animals. It is hilarious. It's fantastic. We actually used it as part of a touring show a couple of years ago, and we got great response. So that's going to be the first half. The second half is going to be Bocón, which is by Lisa Loomer. It's a short one-act play. I'm directing that piece, and it's about a young man trying to immigrate to the United States, and he loses his voice along the way because of all the things that are being piled on him. And so it's a very magical piece. I'm really excited to do it, and I think it's, you know, really pertinent in the environment in which we're living. Yeah. And so this piece is absolutely free. We want to make sure that people have access to theater, so we take it out. So it's going to be May 19th. It's going to be at La Fe Cultural Center. at 7. And then on the 20th, it's going to be at Café Mayapan. So people can do kind of the dinner theater idea. They can buy food, but the performance is free, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock. And then the 21st, it's going to be in our Fox Fine Arts Center here at 2:30. And all of it's free. It's admission by donation if someone wants to give, and all those donations go to our Student Scholarship Fund. But again, the point is to tell our stories and so that people can have access to it. We have definitely found in our 5 years is that we have a very different population that goes to these shows. Sometimes they're intimidated by the university, just trying to find it, parking, you know, all of those things if you're not familiar. And so doing it at La Fe or at Mayapan, it allows those who maybe are not as comfortable coming to the university to experience what the university has to offer.
And why don't you share with us, Diane, if you wouldn't mind, the director's point of view, because we hear a lot of times, you know, movies, directors, producers, and, you know, we'll see pictures of, you know, the guy or the gal sitting in that chair with a megaphone. And of course, things are done differently
Indeed.
Now.
Indeed. So I am a director who very much loves a collaborative spirit. I know that individuals could be spending their time doing something else. I fully recognize that. And the people that I have in my cast are actually very busy people, and they're giving their time. You know, on a Saturday, that's when a lot of our rehearsals are. You're going to give me 4 hours. I'm going to buy you lunch, and we're going to work on this together. And again, because this is very much a passion project of mine, I work very organically. I like to give my actors an idea of what I'm looking for, and then I let them do it. We see how it goes, and then if there's something that I think maybe it didn't read or it didn't come across, then we work it. But I have high confidence in actors. That's why you have the auditions. You know, you pick these people that I think, you know, they're going to work. And so I think I've made those right decisions.
And how do you know, or do you already have in your head what you want this character to sound like? And of course, it matters who plays that part. And in this one, Bocón,
yes.
I'm just curious a little bit about how you cast this person. And then, you know, this person has to be very, very good to go
yes.
through everything that he does and then lose his voice.
Yes. And so Bocón, the main character is Miguel, who is the Bocón, the loudmouth. And our lead is Raúl Chávez, who has been in tons of theater. He's been in Viva El Paso. He's done things at EPCC. He does things at the Playhouse. He's done tons of shows with us in the department. And so I know with Raul that he just has this wonderful, he still has this nice innocence about him, but this fantastic inner strength. And that's exactly what Miguel needs because he's moving forward alone. And I think that encompasses, again, you know, if it's very timely. We have a lot of young people coming from Central and South America trying to get to the United States. And I think Raul can definitely pull that off. I have a lot of confidence in him.
And do you have a big cast for this
one? For this, it's only 5, but each of them play at least 6 characters. So we're doing a lot of magic, you know, where your reboso is going to turn into your apron and this is going to turn into that. And the big reason for that is this travels. So it has to be adaptable to the different spaces. Like La Fe, they have a stage, they have lights. Mayapan is a restaurant. So we have a little space and there's one door. When we come to our space, we'll do it in a theater space, but we will have the luxury of lights and backstage and all of that. But, you know, I can't reblock it for every space. So it has to be very similar in how it's going to work to move in each of those spaces. And, you know, we can't travel lots of things. So it's going to be in 2 little carritos that I have where everything is going to fit and we're going to make it work that way.
You mentioned the fact that Señorita Cucarachita Finds a Husband is going to be performed by children. Tell us a little bit about, because as we're getting into that topic, you have summer programs, summer camps,
yes.
where if children are interested in being actresses, come on down.
Indeed. So we have summer theater and dance camps. And so, again, another passion project of mine. I think that the importance of the art should be instilled in young ones as early as possible. Research has shown that if you're not exposed to it at a young age, you may not appreciate it and or support it financially later on. And so these summer camps allow for an opportunity for students who are interested in either theater or dance to come and try it out. So it's 3 weeks. It's in June, the 5th through the 23rd. And we do know that some kiddos, like EPISD, goes to the 6th. We catch them right up. We try and avoid getting close to the 4th of July weekend because people like to take off. So we definitely catch the kiddos right up if they join us a day or two late. We have kind of several divisions within our camp. So we have an acting camp, and we have a beginning and advanced. And it's kind of broken down by age. So beginning, we typically ask between ages 7 and 12. If they're a little bit younger, that's fine. But we do ask that they have a second grade reading level because the goal is you are going to put on a play at the end. So you do need to be able to read in order to do that. And then we have an advanced camp. And those are typically your high school kids, ages 13 to 18. We've had some younger ones in there who have tons of theatrical experience, and they're like 11. And that's fine, as long as their parent says that's okay. And that's in the morning from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday, for those 3 weeks. And then we have dance camps. So we have a young dancers camp that's ages 7 through 12, and those are for individuals who maybe have some dance experience. That way they can kind of refine those skills. And then we have the tiny toes, which are the cute itty-bitties. They're ages 4 to 6, and that's just basically let's coordinate, right? Let's coordinate and have some good time and understand that our bodies can make beautiful movements. And in all of these camps, they're supervised by a UTEP faculty member. And they're assisted by UTEP students or UTEP graduates. So these are people that have, I mean, collectively, you know, 50 years of experience. We do charge for the camp because this is outside of the regular semester, and it's $245, which can sound daunting, but when you break it down, it's like $5 an hour. We do recognize, though, that not everyone can afford that, and so we do offer financial assistance. That does come out directly from the camp workers' paychecks, but we understand that that's important. But we do have a deadline on that, and that's May 7th. So people do need to apply, and everything is online at theaterdance.utep.edu, or they can even call me at 747-6213, and I can give them the information, mail them a packet, email that to them, all that good stuff. But registration early is key.
And I can assure our listeners that Adriana is a very animated person, very kind, and so she is going to make your child say all the right things. And if you say, well, you know, this person is always acting in the wrong way, or I can't get this person to talk, come on down to the camps and they'll have a lot of fun stuff.
Most definitely.
Thank you so much for being with us here.
No, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Kim Garcia. Our producer is Daniel Paulus. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.